Yes, thank you, Mr. Mayor. So as the Assembly is aware, last week we were attempting to pass an emergency ordinance that would allow three things. It would have allowed Wrangell to have an in-state a quarantine for in-state travelers. It would have allowed for plans that are submitted to the state to be submitted to Wrangell for review and approval as well. And it would have allowed for Wrangell to have a modified quarantine for those people who submit plans and are not able to do a full quarantine either in town or prior to getting to town. And that was predicated on us being considered a small community. We found out just breaking news prior to our meeting that we were not able to do that. And because we didn't fit the definition of a small community, because we have what's considered to be a hub hospital. I followed up on that a little bit after our work session last Thursday. I actually sent an email to Dr. Zink. I knew it was a long shot, but I was hoping maybe to get an answer. And I did not get an answer back, but over the weekend, an amended version of the Alaska Small Community Emergency Travel Order came out that further clarified that a small community does not include any place that has a critical access hospital, a sole community hospital, or acute care hospital. And as you know, Wrangell has a critical access hospital, so we do not qualify. So that puts us at a serious disadvantage for being able to do any additional travel restrictions. And again, frankly, all we were hoping to do was have an in-state quarantine and be able to look at travel plans. So that puts us in a difficult position. I did have a conversation with our attorney last week. He feels like we may be able to do something like SitKit is proposing to do, given the fact that the designation of a small community seems to be arbitrary and perhaps does not protect our public health. But he is reviewing Sitka's ordinance that they have in front of them. And their ordinance, I can forward out to the Assembly, but includes a mandatory 14-day quarantine for all people coming into the community, no matter what, among other things. I started writing some code revisions for our code to see if over the weekend to see if we could maybe adopt some things that way. I'm not hopeful that any of those things are going to work, frankly, given the staunch stance that the state has taken. Although Sitka is going to be moving forward with their ordinance tomorrow night, it sounds like, based on the information Kim was able to get. She also was able to ascertain that Ketchikan is considering passing something that is more stringent than the state's, even though these communities do not, obviously, as they have populations that are far greater than 3,000, don't fit the small community bill either. I received, Jamie, one of our staff working on plan reviews, emailed the state hazard mitigation, I'm sorry, the state emergency operations center today, trying to get some confirmation on things for commercial fishing vessels. And it does, as Assemblymember Decker indicated to us, appear that the state is going to be coming forward with guidance for independent vessels. Today we received information that it says if there is a fishing vessel that has no corporate contract, the captain and crew will follow guidance in what was put in the proposed state mandate. And this email was from Tom Koloski. And he further clarified that, like all other plans, the submitter may begin travel and operations as soon as the plan is submitted, and the state will review and address required and recommended changes to the plans as soon as they can. So I think really we have a number of people that are submitting plans to us just because they would like to, and they want to make sure that they're doing things correctly for Wrangell. And we, as I indicated last week, have set up a methodology for doing that. We are trying to stay as nimble as we can with regard to the changes at the state. And so we met briefly this morning, the group that is reviewing plans, and we will meet again in the morning to go over things. But it appears that what we will do is just review plans and ask for things that we think are important for us locally. And other than that, the state will be responsible for approving them. And we will just hope for the best, because they will get to those plans, as it indicated in the email from Tom Koloski, they will get to those plans as soon as they can. And where that falls in relation to their arrival in Wrangell, we really don't have any idea. And we will not have any ability to do anything other than ask for local things to be done, and but we will continue to try. The other thing I will add is that the clerk sent out a letter from Cruise Line today indicating that they are hoping to sail in June and July. They are below the number of passengers that is in the order from the CDC restricting cruise travel for the next 100 days. It came out last week. The American Cruise Line vessels have 175 passengers, and they indicate in the letter that went to the assembly that they, for the months of June and July, to allow for social distancing on board the ships, have further reduced passenger capacity. I don't really know what that means. Unfortunately, Carol and I did not have an opportunity to speak, and I think it would be wise for us to have some ongoing communications with American Cruise Lines, but it sounds like they would like to travel in June and July, and we will obviously stay vigilant to that and continue to provide additional information to the assembly as soon as we can speak to American Cruise Line and see what they're planning. And then finally, I received two things. I apologize, not finally. Just prior to this meeting, I sent out a KYP to the assembly. It was a forward of the email I received from our federal lobbyist on the federal COVID update. So please take a look at that at your availability to read that. And that information from the federal lobbyist and an email I received today from the Alaska Municipal League goes into some detail about the Federal Reserve announcing a short-term lending program to help states and municipalities manage cash flow disruption resulting from the COVID-19 pandemic. The borrowing limit is 20% of your 2017 general revenue and utility revenue. The term limit is 24 months, and the interest rate is likely going to be about 1.5%. I don't know that this is something we need to do, but it's certainly an option if necessary, and I've provided this information to our finance director, and she and I will be talking about that, although, I'm not sure this is something we need to consider. We will, as the assembly is aware, a fairly significant hit to our sales tax revenue. Not a huge hit, we think, this last quarter of the year for the fiscal year, but certainly for the first quarter of the new fiscal year. And Joyce, our finance director, and I are taking a fairly conservative approach to our assumptions there, although we really have no idea what it's going to mean. We're trying to plan accordingly. So you'll be getting that information for our upcoming meeting later in the week. And I think, Mr. Mayor, that's all I have. I know Chief Spray had hoped to have some updates, but she had to go out on a call via boat this afternoon. to assist someone. And so I was unable to ascertain her status prior to this meeting. But on tomorrow night's assembly agenda is also a COVID-19 update. So anything she has, we can pass on to the assembly and to the public tomorrow during the meeting.
Fantastic. Thank you, Lisa. Could I just also ask that we have the medical director for Wrangell Medical Center, Dr. Prasanka, my wife, and as well as Letha on there, on the available for the assembly to ask questions to under persons to be heard?
Well, it wouldn't have to be under persons to be heard because it's an item on the agenda, so they could speak under that agenda item, Mr. Mayor.
Perfect. Okay. I wasn't sure if it got on there. I hadn't looked at it yet. And
No, after you asked for it to be on every meeting, it's on the agenda.
Excellent. Thank you. Does anybody have any questions for Lisa?
Lisa, this is Ann. How many, I saw we had like four or five plans that had been submitted to us. How many are there now? That was as of Friday.
I apologize, Assemblymember Morrison. I intended to have this information. We had six as of Friday when I emailed you, and four had been reviewed. Two were outstanding. We have varying degrees of things that have been submitted since then. Emails indicating that we're coming to town and what would you like to see, or here's the start of something. And they're coming into a variety of different places. They're coming into the harbor, they're coming into me, they're coming into Kate, they're coming into DD. And so I apologize that I did not get an accurate count, but I will certainly have an update for you at tomorrow night's meeting as to how many we've received.
Well, that's
for the most part, well, I apologize. Go ahead.
That's actually encouraging in that people are taking it upon themselves to take the initiative to start putting that information into us.
Yes, I think people and companies are really very interested in making sure that communities are safe and they are safe. One, nobody wants to end up with COVID-19, but the other thing is from a business perspective, I think also nobody wants to be the business that is someone that either brings a case to town and that, you know, goes out publicly, et cetera. It's just not good for business.
Right, right. Okay, thank you for that information.
Yes, you bet. And as I said, I'll have an update for you guys on the number of plans tomorrow night.
Okay.
Anybody else with a question or a comment? Quickly update the assembly. We had, I spoke to Ray Matuszewski today and to Niles Anderson from AML. And Niles had, as of today, it looks like St. Paul Harbor looks like they have closed their harbor against the state order to remain open for fishing. So this is going to be an interesting thing to watch around the state, see what happens and who's doing what. Our lobbyist called me on Saturday, and also Lisa, and explained that it looked like Wrangell's request to be able to put in additional measures to help prevent the spread of COVID or overwhelm our hospital. And he felt quite confident that we were actually moving towards being able to do that. But in the 11th hour, it actually went exactly the opposite way. And it looks like the state has actually not only removed that original order that it had hub critical access hospital under 3,000, you know the drill. They removed that completely and just told every community that you will receive industry, critical access industry. So that was something kind of interesting to us that had happened. Our lobbyist felt quite assured. As a matter of fact, when he phoned me, I don't know about you, Lisa, but is quite confident that was going to move forward. So that was interesting, a new development. Alaska Municipal League is going to be calling together mayors and city managers to meet with Dr. Zink and further have discussions about small community response in light of the virus. So we'll look forward to those discussions with our counterparts in the state. That's it for me.
Mr. Mayor?
Yeah, go ahead, Lisa.
Yeah, if I could do a little rumor control.
For sure.
Yeah, it was brought to my attention today, again, that there is information circling in the community that Wrangell's interest in having additional mandates more strict than the state was because we wanted to shut down the harbor and shut down the community to fishing and fish processing. I just want to go on record again, that is absolutely not correct. At the start of our meeting this evening, I indicated what the three items were that we were hoping for, and that was, again, an in-state quarantine, because anybody coming to Wrangell is most assuredly coming from a place where there is a positive case of COVID-19 already in place, and potentially community spread, if not confirmed community spread. And the ability to review the local plan or the plans that are submitted to the state, because as you heard me read from Tom Koloski's email, they're getting to them when they can. And that may not necessarily be before people arrive here. And Wrangell having a copy of those plans and the ability to make sure that we're enforcing, if necessary, the fact that plans are being followed is something that I think is important. And then the ability to do a modified quarantine so that people coming to town have the ability to do something different besides just 14-day quarantine. They can go between work and quarantine. So that was something we were hoping to do. And I just wanted to clarify. The other thing I wanted to clarify is that the reason we wanted to put these measures in place is because there are groups and there are business people coming to town from a variety of industries, well beyond just the fishing industry. We have the construction industry coming to town. We have all sorts of professional folks from a variety of different professional fields coming to town. There are a number of different people coming in, and so this is across all industries, and that's why we were hoping to put this in. And so I just want to squash that rumor again that there was anything directed at the fishing industry specifically, and certainly not the idea that we should be closing down our port or closing down fishing or processing in Wrangell.
Thank you, Lisa. Assemblymember Decker, you have a comment?
Yes, thanks. I had a couple of questions, actually. I guess I'll read them off, and then if you need me to repeat them, that's fine. So the questions are for the borough manager. I wondered what you had found out about some of the ideas that were raised at our last meeting, that you were going to investigate a little bit. You may not have gotten far with them, but just curious if you have anything there. Secondly, I was curious how far city staff has gotten in developing some guidelines or protocols for working in the Marine Service Center. This is really the time of year when folks, need to do boat work. And so I know some folks have been put off from coming to Wrangell for that reason until we kind of had our protocols in place. So wondering what kind of progress has been made there. And then I was curious about the potential for us to move forward on a voluntary, like officially voluntarily requesting plans. So putting some information on our website to make it a little bit more clear to folks that we would like those plans even in lieu of not being able to mandate it. Thank you.
Okay, Mr. Mayor, I'm going to try to respond to all of those, and I didn't quite get them all written down, but with regard to the idea that Assemblymember Gilbert had related to the hazard mitigation plan and using our tribal partners in the community. The attorney agreed that using our tribal partners is a very good idea. I have not had an opportunity to reach out to WCA yet, but I intend to do that. I have not had an opportunity to follow up on the concept of unified command that Assemblymember Powell recommended. I will be doing that through DD to SEOC and see where we get there. And today was a little bit complicated for me, and so I was not able to get as many things done as I had hoped, but that's certainly on the list. Over the weekend, I spent some time putting together a draft ordinance for both the Marine Yard and another draft ordinance I was thinking might be of assistance in all of this related to a business registration where we could request plans for operation as part of that. And so my hope is in the next couple of days, I'll have both of those ready to go for review, primarily the Marine Yard. So that's in play, but I did get a chance to work on that this weekend as well. And I apologize, what was the third question?
Julie, I think your mute is still on.
Dang it. Sorry about that. It sounds odd to say it this way, but if we could formalize a voluntary request for plans and kind of package up that information.
Yes, thank you. So on late last week, actually, Kate worked on a poster essentially that took the state's information off of the website and created a poster. And I think that went on our website, but we can formalize the voluntary request and get that on the website, get that out via our other social media methodologies. And I think that would be helpful. So yes, we will move forward with that. As I said, Dee Dee and Kate and Jamie and I have a call in the morning to go over plan review stuff as well. And so that'll be part of our topic of conversation.
Anything else, Julie, for you? Julie, I think you're still on mute.
Sorry, I'm mute challenged tonight. No, thank you. That's it.
Okay, great. I'm afraid I can't see the little blue hands. Does anybody else have any other comments that they'd like to make? All right. Well, hearing none, we will adjourn this work session. But just a reminder to the community, this is our new plan to have COVID-19 updates every Monday and Thursday night at 5:30. And then City Manager Von Bargen and I will do a radio update each day at 4:48 on KSDK. We'd like to thank KSDK for airing this live for us, and hopefully we'll be able to do that on Thursday night as well. And if you have any questions about anything that you heard tonight, please give City Hall a call and speak to Lisa. And yep, go ahead.
I'm sorry, I had a question written down and I forgot to ask it.
Go ahead.
Are we going to develop a policy for private planes coming into Wrangell?
I can answer that, Mr. Mayor.
Yes, go ahead, please.
So with regard to private air carriers, there is guidance with regard to them. And I had hoped to meet with our local private air carrier and have not had an opportunity to do that. And with regard to private plane owners, is that what you're talking about?
Yes, thank you.
That is not something that I have, that's not something we've taken up yet. Although I will tell you that on the calls with other managers around the state, Seldovia has asked that question repeatedly because they have a number of a number of folks that own second homes or cabins in their community who routinely fly in private planes. And when she's asked if anybody is dealing with this, it's been fairly. And so I may try to reach out to Cassidy, who's the manager, Cassidy Cameron, who's the manager there, and see if she's come up with anything. Mm-hmm. I mean, essentially, if they are coming from someplace in state, intrastate, we do not have the ability to require them to quarantine.
Right. All I know is that I heard a rumor today that Craig had a private jet that came in, and that's where their, I don't know if it was their first case, but they've got another case of COVID now, and it was from out of state. It's from out of state, and they flew in, and rumor again, they just scattered. So I thought, well, that's probably something we should be looking into. I don't know whether they have file flight plans, and those are available to you on a daily basis. I don't know how that works.
I'm probably getting on the very cusp of my knowledge base here. My understanding is that with a private plane, it is optional, although highly recommended that you always file a flight plan, but that information is not available, to the best of my knowledge, to anyone other than the place with whom they filed the flight plan. I don't know how we would get that information.
Yeah, I don't know either. I just thought it was, interesting.
Yeah, it certainly is one more gateway into the community. And if someone is flying in from out of state, the mandate 10 requires that they self-quarantine for 14 days. If they are coming in from another location in the state, technically, they are not supposed to be traveling unless it's for essential or critical personal needs. However, people have also been told they can recreate. And so if somebody has a recreational cabin or whatnot and feels like they can self-isolate, then I think people are feeling free to do that recreation. And if that means coming by private plane, then they do it.
Right. Right. It's a pretty gray area.
It's a very gray area. Yeah. Agreed.
Just to be clear for the community, we don't know. I mean, like you say, Ann, those are just the rumors. And I just want to know we don't propagate any rumors here.
The rumor, the reason I brought it up is because it is an issue, or could be an issue for us.
Yeah.
If that's true or not, who knows? But
I actually did receive, Lynn told me tonight that there was two individuals, and one was in sort of close to 80 and one was younger, close to 30. So that we know, but otherwise we don't know too much about the Craig cases.
Right. But,
any other questions? Go ahead,
Mr. Lisa. Mayor, I apologize. My famous do-overs. Just one more thing I want to. I did get a call and had been provided some preliminary information from the city manager in Huna, Dennis Gray, about the ability to trace COVID-19 in wastewater, and that he had found this information, provided it to the Alaska Department of Environmental Conservation, and they have checked into the testing protocol and have suggested that they are going to test it in Anchorage and in Fairbanks, and if it works, may roll it out, and that it exactly how that would work in the smaller communities, I don't know, but it could certainly tell you, my understanding is if COVID-19 is present. So I'll try to get a little bit more information on that and roll that out to the assembly as well.
Interesting.
Thank you, Lisa.
Yeah.
Any comments or questions for Lisa? Well, excellent update. We appreciate it very much. I know the community appreciates all the updates and information. And again, if you have further questions, please reach out to Lisa or Kim at City Hall and get the answers to the questions that you have. Thanks very much to the assembly, and we're going to adjourn at 6:01 p.m. Thank you.
Thank you so
much. Good night.
Thank you.